Yeah, because I want blinking. That's
it's 5 o'clock on a weekday afternoon, and about a dozen students are spread out at workstations in a large classroom at the Marie Drake building. Some are soldering wires together. Others are using hot glue guns to attach LED lights to their projects. A few more sit at laptop computers, writing code that will make the lights blink on and off. Yokosuke Dakahide Alternative High School sophomore Lexi Nelson works with a bright pink umbrella adorned with various shades of electroluminescent wire.
I'm zip tying my battery pack on the inside of my umbrella so when I twirl it and stuff, it doesn't fall out.
Nelson's partner, Alexa Edelmeyer, sews the brightly colored EL wire into her umbrella. They plan to use them in a dance routine as part of the final project presentation. A junior at Juno Douglas High School, Edelmeyer admits she used to struggle in class.
I just wasn't motivated, but this year has been a lot better. I have a 4.0.
Edelmeyer says the CARES program has improved her study habits. The classes are also more hands-on and project-oriented than regular school.
Not all in the book and a bunch of homework and a teacher just blabbing at you.
Students can only get into CARES when they fall behind on their regular coursework. The program acronym stands for Credit Achievement, Recovery, and Employability Skills. Josh Deutsch is a student advocate with the Juno School District. He's part instructor, part CARES program recruiter.
These are students that, for one reason or another, haven't succeeded completely in their regular school classes. So we like to give a little extra engagement, a little extra support if they need it, and getting them re-engaged. That's our key goal, is getting these kids re-engaged in regular school.
Deutsch says the Juno Economic Development Council's STEM education programs are a near-perfect fit for CARES' mission. The students in this class are trying to recover physical science credits needed to graduate. But rather than focus solely on science, Deutsch says,
we added an A in it, like some people do. So it's STEAM education that just adds arts in there.
Thunder Mountain High School arts teacher Heather Ridgway is assisting with the CARES class. She says it's important for the students to learn about electricity and other physics concepts, but it's equally important for them to produce something that shows what they learned.
You know, they get an idea and then they have to figure out how to make it work. They get to apply what they learn about circuitry to a direct ambition and come out with an end product that they're proud of.
Luis Lamas is a junior at JDHS who's about a semester behind in science credits for graduation. He says he learned about ohms and resistance and other electrical concepts in previous physics classes, but they didn't stick until he had to learn them for the CARES project.
Some of the things that I've learned in this class, I've kind of flashed back that I could have learned in my other physical science class. Having to be here the whole time from 4 to 7:30 just kind of made me want to pay attention so I wouldn't have to retake any more classes.
Lamas and his partner are making a backdrop for the final project presentations. It's a model of a circuit board mounted on a giant piece of cardboard with LED lights and EL wire that will light up throughout the show.
It kind of represents what we were doing in this class by using electricity and art to kind of show other people what we do.
The CARES class project presentations are open to the public tonight from 5 to 6:15 at the Gold Town Nickelodeon. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.